to. Just don't ask any questions right away. We're in the Rambam, Hilchas Psalm Mikdashim, Perek Tes, Halacha Gimel, Chapter 9, Law 3. We've talking about birds flying away. Let's just recap from the beginning. If you have a pair, remember, you have two birds, undisclosed pair, or even a disclosed pair for that matter, but let's focus on undisclosed pair, and one birdie flies away, dies, and never be seen again. What's the law?
You don't have to worry about it.
But what do you do this one little birdie? You can't do anything with one bird.
No. Buy another one.
You could buy another bird, and then you could just decide which one's going to be an Ola, which one's going to be a Chatas. Everything is fine for the Jewish people.
The other one's gone.
Now, the one that is now left behind, this one now, if he flies into another group, that was yesterday's discussion, when one bird, which was an undisclosed bird, falls in, and he becomes posel, and he posels one. Yes. Remember we said, out of the 11 birds, one flew into 10. This is the general rule. The one that flies out takes off a point, as it were, and takes one more point off. So when one
takes himself off, plus
well,
one
not more. Necessarily himself, because we don't know where himself is. Remember, this bird was
so
here.
Two more birds.
He flew into 10.
Yes.
Now we got 11. So I got 11 birds. No. So what we say is he takes himself off, but not necessarily himself. He takes a number for him, one, and he takes one more out.
Nine left.
So that's why we get 9. So the same principle is going to apply throughout, but it just has different machinations. So I'm going to read it in the Rambam, and you're going to look in this little page simultaneously. This whole page is Halacha Gimel. Okay. It's all Halacha Gimel, and you don't want to know the next one.
Sure.
Okay, now, let's take a look in your picture. We're starting, we're going to follow the orders. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Okay, that's how the order of pictures. So let's look in the picture of Aleph. You see four birdies in one group, and they're the white birdies. And then you have four birdies next to it. That's another group, and they're the gray birdies, whatever you want to call them. Two separate pairs, one belong to one person, one belong to another person. Doesn't matter who. Two separate pairs. So far, so good. Now, go to Bayes.
Are these birds determined or undetermined?
Undetermined birds. It's all undetermined birds.
So if you have two
turtle... I haven't done anything yet. You can't ask anything.
Two turtle doves.
Okay, now what happens is, the Rama's going to tell some. I'm reading and looking at the pictures at the same time because I have two eyes and I can use one eye for one, one eye for the other.
Okay, let me try this.
Arba ofo stumos, four undetermined, undisclosed birds. And next to them, va'arba ofo shnios, a second pair of stumos, undetermined birds. That's picture Aleph.
Got it.
Now what happens? Porach echod mina rishon. Let's now go to picture base. One of the first group, let's say, flies away. And where does he go? Lashnios, to the second group. So now we got 3 on one side, 5 on the others. So not knowing anything else, just the rule I told you. So what happens? What do we say the numbers? How much gets knocked off? How many? One representing the bird that flew out.
And one
represents the bird... The mixture which he's flown into.
Right.
Okay. Well, let's figure all that out for a minute. But basically, two have to get knocked out. Doesn't mean him. Doesn't mean the bird who flew in.
You don't know who's
but
who
we'll find a minute. But two get knocked out. So I've got 3 and 5 right now in front of your eyes. You see 3. And you got 5 on the other side. Now, one thing we know for sure, what those letters represent, in group 1... We know 2 out of 3, one has to be a chatas, one has to be an ola.
Definitely.
Third one, undetermined.
Undetermined.
Wasn't determined. On the other side, we know the original 4 were one was going to be a chatas, one is going to be an ola, one is going to be a chatas, and there's another one. So the truth is, amongst the 5, there are 2 that should become chatas, 2 that should become olas, and 1 we don't know what came from the other group. But we don't know what's what. Matter of fact, the 5th one that's got no letter, we know came from the...
Previous
group, and could have been either a chatas or an ola too.
Right,
okay, so now we got 3 and 5, right? Mm-hmm. That's the picture base. That's where we're up to. Now we have to know what is the halacha. What can you do? What can you not do? Now Rambam is kind of cryptic here. He's assuming you remembered what was said in the last halacha, and you can apply the principles thereof, and only tells you what you need to know, which is very little bit information. So again, parach echemir. I'm reading the line again. Parach echemir shos lashnios. What happens? Posal Echad min hashnios. He invalidates one in that second group. Which means to say, you can bring four out of the five birds of that second group. You cannot bring all five birds. Mm-hmm. And also, the Rambam's not telling you what he thinks you think is obvious. And what's that? In that first group that has the three birds, you can only deal with two of those birds, and you cannot deal with the third bird.
That's
and that becomes
how you down.
And that becomes the second one becomes down. So I started with four and four. When the bird flies out of its place and goes into a new place, what effectively does, it takes itself down in number, but we don't know what itself is, and takes one more down opposite it, so to speak. So now we go down from eight to six. Right. Now we've got to understand what's the logic for that. So now you're going to follow with me in the Hebrew here, in the sheet I gave you, okay, by the Gimel. Okay, we'll read it together.
What picture were we just described? Is still Bays?
No, we did Bays.
Yes,
Gimel and Dalet tells me the halachas. So what the Rambam says is what Dalet is. What the Rambam assumed you knew was Gimel.
Okay.
So let's.
But Dalet looks like you still.
So let me explain. Let me explain it now. So let's read under Gimel, where we're going to say what about going to deal. Gimel's going to deal with the three. And Dal's going to deal with the five. And he's going to tell you why you can't bring all three from the first group. And the next one's going to tell you why you can't bring all five from the second group. Mm-hmm. So, you can't bring all three that were left behind. Even though, because what do we know for sure? Of those two that are behind, one can for sure be made into a chatas. One can for sure be made into an ola. The other one, I'm guessing I couldn't make it either a chatas or an ola. So, what the Rambam is going to basically say is you can take two of them, and one will be a chatas and one will be an ola without a problem.
Right,
the third one, you can do nothing with it.
You can't bring another bird to go
with it. Why? Well, let me just make it as a chatas. Just want to make it as a chatas. Or I might as well. We're going to see in a minute why you can't do that.
Or even get another bird to partner.
That's a new bird is another story, but even that, you can't do that,
right,
as we'll see. So let's read what it says. You can't sacrifice all three that are left over in the first group. Why? Let's say you decide, I'm going to make two chatas and one an ola. You figure that should be okay, eh? Wait a minute. But that birdie who flew out into the other group, that was part of the original group, right? The ones that's in the five, he came from the first group.
Right.
Now, if you're going to do those five, one of them could be that bird that flew out, right?
Because you don't know which one it is.
It definitely, we're going to allow you to use it somehow. What if you used it in another group? What if that other one was done as a chatas?
We have two chatas.
So don't, no, I don't have two. I have three chatas.
Yeah.
Go back to Gimel.
Yeah.
If you make two achatas, if you make one achatas and one ola, you're fine. Because whatever the guy does in the other group, that's okay, because you can have two achatas and two olas from that first group, right? When you start with four undetermined birds, what do you want it to end up? Two achatas, two olas, right? Well, the one bird flew out. Something happened to it. Either was brought as achatas or as an ola. Fine. But if the three that are left, if I make one achatas and one ola, that's fine. Because whatever happens to that third one doesn't affect the first two.
Right.
I have one class, one ola. I have to keep the third one not used. Why? Because should I use it, let's say the way I have here, chatas, chatas, and ola. Let's say I do that, right? It means I have one chatas, one ola, and I make the third one a chatas.
Okay.
But what about if the bird that flew out into the other group was made as a chatas?
Right.
So now what happened to the original group of four? I made three chatas, and I can't do that.
Right.
So that's why I can't do anything else in the first group. I can only make one achatas and one an ola, and one that's left over is out. Out, like out shiba out.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it can't be ever done with anything else. You're going to have to either sell it, redeem it, but it can't
that's
be in the...
Because
you have no... That's why I have to take two out. Because you have no idea what went on in that other group. It could very well have been that one of the... In this group of four, which we'll discuss shortly, which I haven't discussed yet, so don't ask questions on it yet, but could have been used as a chatas. So I can't make two chatas in the original group because I don't have three chatas, which can't be done. I can't make it in ola because if I have in Gimel, two chatas, one chatas and two olas, because maybe the one in the group was an ola.
As well, yeah.
So I'm stuck with that. Now, just a question on that first group.
If the fourth one flew to freedom, then you could do whatever you want.
We already discussed that.
It'd be gone somewhere
if
else.
It's gone, it's gone. Now we pick a fourth one to match to go with the third.
Gone,
never to be brought again. Remember that was what we said.
Want with the third one.
If that fourth one is out, right. It's no different than the first case of Rambam. We only had two, a pair of two. This one goes out, buy another one. So if I have four, one goes out and dies. Chatas Ola. Take one, buy another one, and have Chatas. That's fine. So now we understand clearly why the first group, you can only bring two, you cannot bring a third. Mm-hmm. Clear. Now let's go to Dalid, which is going to, and this, now the Rambam didn't even say this. You know why? You for sure know this.
He thinks highly of us.
Right? You for sure know this, because that was part of what was in base.
Right.
So he's not even going to mention it. But what he does say is, Pasol Ech Meshos, one of the second group, one of the five, it's now five, one becomes no good. Why is that so? Well, let's think for a minute. Let's think for a minute. Can I check four of them, make one, two chattas, and two an ola?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Why? Because I can't have any problems.
Right.
Because we've already told the guy in the other group, you can't do anything with the other birdie.
Right.
So the other guy in the original group, he's not doing
it's a
third bird. One. So we don't know, the third one's not done, so we're okay. But the question is, could I do all five? Make two achatas and three an ola, or three an ola, two achatas. So at first I said, well, why not? What's the problem? Well, this is going to be the problem. We don't know which one is the birdie that flew in from somewhere else. So let's say, for example, let's say I did all five. I make three achatas, two an ola, with the understanding that I want to have two complete sets. And I'm going to start off another set. But what's possible is that maybe of those five birds, and you don't know which one's which. You don't know which one's the original form, which one's the one form. But let's assume that you did three chattas and two olas like you see in the picture. And it just so happens that one of the two olas was the bird that flew in. That's not part of the original group. So put your finger over that X. Now what do you got left? The original four. Now how does it play out? What do you have in the original four?
Three and one.
Three chattas and one ola. You can't do that. Because that fifth bird is in, he has to knock one out of that group. You can bring four, and it could ultimately be maybe that bird that flew in is one of those four.
Maybe.
But that'll be fine. But if I only make two chattas and two olas, no matter what is part of those four, I'm okay. I'll only make the two scenarios. If the four that you make chattas and olas are the original four, it's for sure not a problem, right? If, let's say, no, one of the four is the bird that flew in. But still, what did I do? I have two chattas, two olas. Still okay. The one I didn't touch was one of the original birds. Well, that doesn't matter, because that bird who flew in from somewhere else wasn't designated anyway. And I haven't shechted another one, since I'm not doing three in the first group. So the one that flew into my group could be either a chattas or an ola. Mm-hmm. Now, let's say, for example, the first guy didn't listen to us, and he shechted two chattas and one ola. Now I have serious problems because in the remaining group of four, it could very well be that I've got now the one who flew in will be the same as the one from the old group, and that couldn't be. So because we only do two in the first group, I'm able to do four in the second group. You follow? If the first guy would have done three, would have broken the rule, now that will impact on those four, and I can't even bring the four. Because it could be one of those four was a pair of the other group,
right.
And it could be identically, which I couldn't do.
So you can't do it.
Don't do it. If you do it, you made all kinds of problems. So therefore, we're saying, basically, in Gimel, only use two out of the three.
Yeah.
Even though there's three letters there, but they're not going to use all three. Just do two. Make one a chattas, one an ola. That's it. He's telling you why you couldn't do chattas, chattas, ola, because now you're going to have a problem from the other side over there. Right? So therefore you only can bring, since each side, one could affect the other, we said just take them both out and finish. Now that I'm not doing, even though I'm not doing anything on the left, on the right side, I'm not shechting three, I'm shechting two, I still can't do all five, because within the five, it creates a problem, because if the bird that flew in, as you see where the X is there, would be an ola, then what happens is, then three of the original could be chattas, and that's a problem.
Right.
So that's why one knocks out one, and therefore, out of the eight, you get six. So let's play it out. What if we had four and four, six and six? Just play it out.
So you knock
six,
out one and one.
Six and six. How many would you bring?
Ten. You knock off two. You knock off two, one and one on each side.
Right. So that
you get an odd number. Do we have an odd number earlier?
You could have an odd number, and then you pair it up with another one.
You can just get an external one.
Bring another one and pair it up with another one. You can always take another one. Let's say it was 6 and 6. One flew out. Okay, so I can use 4.
Yeah.
Of that group.
Sure.
And what was it? 6 and 6.
Yeah.
And I can use 6. And the other group, right. Too. 6 as well.
Yeah, so we got 10. We can use 10.
And I got
12.
10, and now 2 got knocked out. Right. Same rule. When one flies
in
into another...
We end up with an odd number. I think we had 11,
so,
and then we ended
so
up
with... So it won't be an odd number. It'll be 4 and 6. That's not an odd number.
Yeah. Right? I know we had an odd number in yesterday's
well,
case.
Well, this isn't going to work. We don't have no odd numbers. 6 and 6, one flies in, so what happens? Now it's 5 and 7, right? Mm-hmm. So we can do 4 out of the 5 because right. Those pairs are fine. And then the 7, I just do 6. So that's a rule that's consistent. Okay. Now we're going to go to the bottom picture. One more little thing over here that you'll really enjoy. Where am I now? In the Rambam, turning the page. Now, Achar Shinis Arvu. After they were mixed up, 3 and 5.
Don't tell me.
Okay, 3 and 5. What happened is one from the 5 flew back into the group of 3.
Whoa! Homing pigeon.
Okay.
Okay.
So again, let me read the Rambam. Achash, at top of the page. Achash and Isarvu, after the mix-up came to make it 3 and 5, Chazer Echad, one of the 5, we don't know which one of the 5, obviously, Minashnias from the second group,
flew,
Ubarat Lirshonis, it fell into the first one.
Oh, boy.
So what has that effectively done? You know what it's done? The second group has done to the first group, right. What the first group has done to the second group.
Right.
Now, let's go back. In the first case, one flew out of the 4, and now we've got this, right?
Mm-hmm.
What did we say? Well, this, we only can bring 2 now, because that one being over here affects this one over here.
Right.
Right? So now, so I got 5, right? Now, when one flies out of here and comes into here, effectively, we have to look at both groups have one that left. We don't know if the same one is there. We have to assume the same one is not there.
Right.
So each one's like 3.
Two more off.
And I can't bring a 4th one because I don't know what's going on the other side over there. So effectively, again, we started like this. When one flew out over here and became here, what happened? One of these gets wrecked up. And now this one gets wrecked up. I have 6. Okay. Now my fingers are straight. Okay. No, I'm not. Now it's good. All right. Now, one of them, we don't know which one of the 5, flies out. Now, this really, even though it looks like group of 4, really, from a certainty point of view, they're really both groups of 3 of certainty. Now, I can each bring 2. I can't bring the 3rd because it could be one from the other side is doing the one that would be the same as that. So, effectively, they now have lost
4.
So, now, look at that rule. See, it's a beautiful rule. See, just keep the rule in mind. Started with 4.
Yes.
We have 8 birds, right? When one flies out,
that's 6. Months.
There's 2 things that happens here. It's not just one flies out and dies.
No.
One flies out and goes into here.
In fact,
so that 2 steps, each step knocks out a bird.
Right. Yep. Leaving knocks out.
You follow?
Out, yep.
The leaving affects this group, and the entering affects this group. So I started with 8.
Yeah.
The leaving takes out 1. The entering takes out 1, and what am I left with? 6.
6 birds.
This is the way I have 6. Right? Now, what happens next? There's a leaving and an entering. So what does that do? Takes out 1, takes out another, so I go down from 6 to 4.
Yes.
See how this is very logical now, right? So
yeah.
Now, even though there's 8 birds here, but there's been 2 leavings.
And
two enterings, each one subtracts 1. So now I'm down to what? Just
4.
2 and each.
Yeah,
2 and 2 is 4.
Total, 2 and 2.
That's what Rambam says. Pasal echad mina rishonos. It now wrecks up one of the first ones. Venimtza hakosher mina rishonos. Now comes up. Now this really has already been before. Rambam is now not adding anything new.
No.
Because he passed one of them for sure, but he also passed one from the other side, and it comes out only you have kosher and shonar shtayim bilvad, only 2. The Rambam doesn't say the original group, the second group doesn't have 2 because he already learned it from the first halacha.
Right.
So now we're down to 2. Okay, that was this picture below. Now look in the page below. You see, you started off. If one flew back into the other one. So now we got, all you can bring is a chattas and ofos of one group, and the other one, chattas of from that group. So it's interesting, group two dropped from 4 to 2. Now, effectively, but you said, wait a minute, that's 2. Didn't 3 go? No, because group one already dropped down from 4 to 2. So it works out like this. We had 4 and 4 was 8. We lost 2. On the first round, who loses? The first one loses 1. The other one loses 1. Mm-hmm. But now when it flies back, now each one loses another 1.
Right.
So now, but really the first one can't lose any more, because the first one only had 2 out of 3 to begin with.
Right.
Can't go any less. So now the 2 get lost completely on the side of 5 that became 4. Now it becomes 2. You follow that?
Yeah.
So that's what happens. Now, let's take it one. That's what this picture is showing you. Mm-hmm. Aleph is showing you, well, now I can only bring a chattas in all of each group. Well, why can't I bring another chattas? Well, because it could very well be that it's not going to match up with the other group. Right? And then you're going to have a problem. Right? If you bring a chattas and a chattas, and a chattas and a chattas, well, maybe on the other side, the pair to that one was also brought as a chattas. So I don't know that. And I already couldn't bring the other one anyway, so I'm out of luck. So therefore, he can't bring those. Clear?
Clear.
Now let's take one more step, my friends. Now think very carefully now. Let's say now, okay, now you see what these groups of 4? 4. Each one has possibly one bird that's not part of their group.
Right.
Now, let's say now another bird flies out from any group into another one.
Yeah.
Or, and then afterwards another bird flies. And afterwards, another bird flies. And you know what happens? 75 times, birds fly back and forth and 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 back and forth. What's the halacha?
You always bring 2 from each.
Bingo! You get the prize. How did? Why did you say that? Because no matter.
I had cereal.
You had cereal, okay. But the answer is because nothing's been determined.
Right, right.
You can always bring one chattas and one ola.
Yeah.
Because no matter what, I don't think, let's say theoretically, all the 4 from this have now gone into your.
Right.
And all the 4 here, or 2 or 3 or 1, no matter how you do it, they've all been undisclosed.
So at least one chattas and one ola is there.
And of the 4, I can always make 1 a chattas, 1 an ola. I can't go less than 2 under these scenarios.
Yeah, right.
In this scenario, and that's what halacha dalid is all about. Chazar echad. Now, after we already got to the point where we got 4, but already with 2 mix-ins already. Chazar echad. Let's say 1 uparach mina rishonas l'shnius that flew from the first group to the second group. Now, afilu kol hayom, even all day long, and going back and forth. Einamosi flahasi, cannot increase to lose. Yes, or else there more than that number. Always going to be the bottom number, 2. For each pair, shafilo heimaravus kul. Even if they're all mixed, however you want to mix it, I don't care how they're all. Let's say all 8, you know, whatever it is, it's always mechza kosher. Half of the original group is kosher. Umechza pasul, and half is pasul. Kamoshen, as we explained. So let's say you started. We had 1 group of 8 and another group of 8, and they've been flying around like crazy. But we're always maintaining 8 and 8 separately.
Yeah.
Okay. How many will I be able to bring?
4 and 4.
4 and 4. You can always bring 4 and 4.
Yeah.
Because basically, what are you doing? You're bringing as much as one group.
Yeah.
One whole group. Between the 2,
yeah,
you're bringing one group, which can always be brought. We're going to stop it here because take a look at hay. Look how long hay is in the Rambam. Hey. Now look how many pictures hay is going to be.
How many pictures?
All these.
Yeah.
All these.
Can you project it?
And all these.
Yeah, yeah.
And all these.
Whoa, that's okay. Can you put that on there?
And this is not in the Rambam, it's part of that. So yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do.
You'll scan it and project it?
Too much work. I can't. I don't have a scanner that can do that. So either we're going to photocopy 4 pages or we could just huddle around and just look at it. I don't know. But I got till Sunday to figure out how I want to do it.
So we'll finish.
Are we talking?